Thanks for staying with us on this special edition of Consider This. Melissa and Sharad here with you this evening. Interim Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad gave his first public address since the political turmoil began some 4 days ago now. He confirmed today that he is seeking to form a unity government of individuals who will set aside party politics and ideology. And not an hour later, we also heard from Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, who confirmed that Pakatan Harapan has nominated him as the next Prime Minister instead of Dr. Mahathir. To help us make sense of these two speeches, we have joining us on the line, Skype right now, we have Zurairi, AR journalist from the Malay Mail online. Zurairi, thank you for joining us this evening. What were your major takeaways from Mahathir and Anwar's speeches? I mean, what stood out for you in terms of similarities and differences?
I think there are more differences than there was any similarities. For example, I think for Dr. Mahathir, you could see how wary he was and I guess how apologetic he was, because he seemed to feel that the country sort of blamed him for everything. So we saw him apologizing once at the beginning of his address and again right towards the end, where in comparison for Pakatan Harapan, it was actually quite brief when compared to their previous statements. I think they were trying to keep any collateral damage low. And it was it's quite short for a very anticipated press conference, because I think the press has been waiting for Dato' Sri Anwar to add some words around 2:30. And then we were informed that there was a press conference going to be held at 4:30. But it was not until around 6 that we finally heard from Pakatan Harapan and him.
Zurairi, while Dr. Mahathir might have felt or might feel that the public has projected its anger or disappointment onto him, he clearly has projected his anger and disappointment on the political class. I mean, he goes on to say that, you know, orang politik dan parti politik terlalu utama politik sehingga lupa negara. And that is an extraordinary charge to lay at the feet of politicians. What do you make of that charge?
Yeah, I think you could see that he was very angry. Either he was acting it out, or perhaps he was really angry. We could never know. But from what we could hear from his immediate address was that he was very angry, and he directed his fury towards very specific parties and persons. He only mentioned his own party, Bersatu, and UMNO, and PAS. So there was no mention at all of the rogue MPs from PKR or even, you know, any other parties. It's purely focused and directed towards these three parties. So I guess he might have been genuinely angry with all the political maneuvering that sort of like sidestepped his authority, which then we saw him resulting in him resigning as chairman of Bersatu.
So just on that note, Zurairi, I mean, you know, talking about, you know, these politicians who have prioritised politics and Tun Dr. Mahathir is saying, well, he's calling for politics to be put aside for the moment. Could that be read as Tun asking for a free hand?
Yeah, I think whatever has happened in the past a few days, it has always been towards this issue, you know, whether he would have a free hand, free rein, that everything, whether when he would step down, it should be in his hands rather than being determined by any of his allies. And I think that was what exactly has led into this situation right now. So when we see that the kind of suggestion or proposal that he has since now bring public, before this it was all just speculation, you could see that what he has proposed, a unity government, would essentially give him the free rein that he has always wanted. And it is now up to us, the public, whether we want it, I guess.
And that's on that point, I mean, what do you think the public wants? I mean, this is a call for, and it seems on one level, pretty undemocratic, though the proviso is that he has the best interests of the nation at heart at a time of great economic challenges. That's also in his speech. He's asking for, in some ways, a kind of undemocratic solution. What do you make of this idea of a national government, technocratic or merit-based? Do you think it holds water?
Yeah, I think whatever it is, the Dr. Mahathir that we are seeing right now, I think he is right now in the mode of, you know, in Malay we call it orang tua merajuk, you know. He's basically just fed up with everything. He just wants to leave a legacy. He literally does not have much longer. And I think what he is looking right now is to preserve that last legacy. So he wants whatever reforms that he has planned to be implemented. And he is not seeing that because I think, you know, it's a mix of internal politics with the Pakatan as well, and then also some of his reforms in parliament that has been pushed forward by Pakatan Harapan has been stymied by the opposition. So I think that is essentially what he is looking right now. He wants free reign to run the country in his mold. Well, whether that is good or not for democracy, I think that calls for another discussion.
Okay, well, let's pivot and look at Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim's statement or comments. So his speech was careful to point out that as a result of Tun not attending the Pakatan Harapan Presidential Council, the existing parties then took the decision to support Anwar, whereas they had supported Tun just the day before. Zurairi, what do you make of this?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much Pakatan Harapan giving up on not just Dr. Mahathir, but also Bersatu. I think all this while, because of coalition politics, they would have to, you know, at least give time to Dr. Mahathir, and they believe that he would have given the reins over to Datuk Sri Anwar, which he might have had, now we wouldn't know whether he would have went. But I guess now we could see it perhaps Pakatan Harapan just, you know, they are trying now to focus on what their pledges and promises have been to the voters. And the pledge was that for a government led by Pakatan Harapan, for the Pakatan Harapan voters, and with the eventual having Datuk Sri Anwar as Prime Minister. And I think from what we could read from the statement is that they did not think that they would ever get that if they had let Dr. Mahathir just went ahead with the unity government.
That's right. It's clear that in tone, the speeches are very different. Anwar's was very short and sharp and very matter of fact. There weren't emotional appeals as there was with the Tun's speech. But he did mention the reform agenda. Who do you think he was addressing? Was he addressing parliamentarians with the reform agenda, you know, references? Or do you think he was addressing the larger public?
I think whatever it is, his address just now would not, practically it would not have any effect on who gets to set a new government, because after all, the young Dipertuan Agong has already heard from each MP. So he is not appealing for anyone to make any decision, but I think he was just coming clean to the public on what he wanted to do, what he wished to do, but what he cannot currently do because of the current political crisis. So I think indirectly he is addressing the public to tell, it is sort of like a confession, you know, I want to do this, but I cannot. You can see that sort of like pleading, emotional. He is playing the old man role in his address for people to sort of like, you know, have sympathy on what he is trying to do. And I think that's the crux of the message that he was trying to tell public just now.
Right. So I've been thinking, Zurairi, about what's been missing in the speeches, right? So, you know, Sharad pointed out that the reform agenda, that was missing, that was absent in Tun Dr. Mahathir's speech. But in Anwar's speech, what was missing was talk of numbers. So Anwar was asked if he had the numbers, and he evaded the question, and he deferred to Agong. How are you reading this, that he did not outright state the numbers that he claims he has, or that we hear he has?
This has been weird for all parties. I mean, you would have thought that, you know, before embarking on this sort of like gambit, you would have at least secured the numbers of MPs that would have that would have supported you. But I guess everyone was caught by surprise, and I think you could see by how Pakatan Harapan delayed their press conference first to hear what Dr. Mahathir has to say, and after that, in order to respond to that, that I think they would probably was not expecting Dr. Mahathir to come clean on this. So I think now we are left with both Pakatan Harapan and pro-Dr. Mahathir people. I think it must have been said by others before that right now we have three factions. Those who want Dato' Sri Anwar as Prime Minister, those that want Dr. Mahathir, and those who are calling for snap elections. Whether they would change their minds after this, we'll see that tomorrow. But I think...
I want to ask a quick question before we go to a break, which is the language that politicians are using. We heard the Muafakat Nasional politicians talk about a government of national unity, but in many ways, this is not what they were proposing. They were saying everybody but DAP, which is one of the largest parties in parliament. So are politicians misusing concepts? I mean, are they reinventing the language of politics just to suit their own agenda?
No, I think you are right, but I think it's partly just using this kind of language to further obfuscate the democracy process. You know, because for most of the voters, all these concepts of democracy and of votes and all elections and all that, it does not really hit them directly. So emotional pleas, playing on ethno-religious agenda, that strikes the chord directly, and I think that is what's happening right now.
Well, Zarawi, thank you for joining us this evening, sharing those thoughts and insights. We're going to take a quick break. After this, we're going to hear from Fadia Nadwa Fikri, lawyer and pro-democracy activist. We'll be back with more on Consider This, so stay tuned.